What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Robbie's World. And if you're new here, I'm Robbie Simone, and welcome. This is Robbie's World, okay? If you don't know, we are very intimate here. I don't edit these. I literally just chat with you guys, tell you how I feel. Sometimes there's a topic, sometimes I just want to talk, you know? Look, and that's on not having friends. Sometimes... And look, if you are my friend, you know what I mean. Like, you know what I'm trying to say. Sometimes you just want to talk to yourself, and somehow people want to listen to it. So, as you can tell by the title, I went to Atlanta this weekend. Probably by the time you hear this, it won't be, like, this weekend or last weekend. It'll probably be, like, weekends ago. But I went to Atlanta again. But this time I went completely by myself. And I had a ball. I went to the Selfie Museum. It was super fun. I saw my best friend. And you guys know, like, everybody's been getting in my butt because I posted it on Instagram. It's like, oh my God, you're hanging with her. You're hanging. Okay, first of all, mind your business. Second, my best friend is my ex. And look, if you ever hear this, love you, girl. But, like, dead ass, that we were best friends first, so mind your business. But I just had the time of my life. And I got to meet her girlfriend, and she's super duper cool. It was a Laura Michaela situation, but it was like even better. Like it was more of like a positive situation. I don't know how to explain it. Like if you watch Laura Michaela, you know that it's pretty much like negative, and you know it's weird. It was not like that for me at all. And you may, from the outside looking at it, it does look a little strange. But when you genuinely care for somebody, in a platonic way, and they were your friend, and they are your friend, you don't care about anything of the past, anything of the future. Like, you just go with the flow. Or at least that's the way I am. Hopefully you guys understood that, because it makes sense in my head, but I understand that, like, sometimes it's like, what, Robbie? You're still not making sense. But, yeah, I went to Selfie Museum. I had so many different foods. Like, honestly, I want to say the reason I would go back to ATL isn't even for the places, it's for the food. Like, the food is so great. And I honestly think it's because, and this is going to sound really sad and pathetic, but, like, I literally travel. I mean, I do love the scenery and I do love the attractions, but, like, food is where it's at. Like, I am all about food. I'm a food person. Like, and then it makes it even better because I lost so much weight because of my surgery. So, like, I've been trying to gain weight, so... Let me just tell you, I spent $500 in one day on DoorDash. I mean, granted, I did shoot a mukbang and I did vlog and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's my excuse, quote unquote. But I've already spent like over $1,000 in DoorDash in general. So I'm just going to use that as an excuse. But we all know, or let me put it this way, I know in real life that even if I didn't have to shoot a vlog, I probably would have spent that, maybe even more. My favorite places are honestly the fruit. It's like a fruit place. It's called Playa Bowls, Playa, and then bowls. It's like a fruit and smoothie place, or a smoothie bowl place. I'm really, really big and heavy into the, acai bowls. And if I'm saying it wrong, don't judge me, okay? Like, we don't have that fruit here, so leave me alone. And smoothies. I didn't get a smoothie, but I did get coffee. I got something called Donkey Cafe, Donkey something. It's on my TikTok, so if you know, don't follow me on my social medias, you need to, because every time I eat something new, or I'm trying something new, or doing something new that I wouldn't do on a regular, it's on TikTok. I don't really post too much of like my personal life on Instagram. I don't know why. Like, what's the difference, honestly? But you know, there's the thesis. But in Atlanta, I went to the museum. I stayed downtown. I stayed at the Clarion Inn and Suites. It was actually pretty nice. It's just, I don't like how the door is like semi-open. I mean, they have like bolt locks and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know. There was a lot of space in the door. The walls were very thin. There's a lot of, I went on a weekend, so it was like a lot of drunk people. And of course, I'm downtown. People are vacationing. I took some walks and, like, explored. There was lots of, I'm not going to say crackheads because I don't know what drugs they're on, but there was a lot of booty crack out. There was a lot of people walking, as if they were under the influence of something. I got hit on quite a lot, to be honest. Bald patch and all. Like, I actually was bold enough to, like, walk down the streets with my bald patch out. Like, some days I wore hats, the first day and the third day I wore hats. Well, let me just put it this way. I took my hat on and off throughout the day, depending on, like, how I felt. But I was bold enough to walk with my bald patch out, and people were still hitting on me. So that lets me know I'm beautiful. It's like I knew that, but I mean, humble yourself, Robbie. Humble yourself. Yeah, I walked around with my bald patch out, and people were still hitting on me. And I was just like, "You don't see this bald patch in the back of my head?" Like, at this point, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo, like a little smiley face in the back, so that when people look at it or stare at it, it's just, "Hey, I'm looking back at you." It's really taken a long time to actually grow back in. For those who are listening because of, they want to know about my transplant journey, honestly, it did not bother me one bit. I brought my medicine with me, took it on time, probably better than I take it when I'm at home, which is really, really crazy. But yeah, I took my medicine. My emotions were actually really good, but I think it's just because, like, my anxiety was super heightened, and, like, I was just so excited to be there. And really get to do the things that I wanted to do and see the people that make me the happiest. Also, pain levels. I only really had pain when I had to, like, scrouch or, like, do something that required, like, ab work, but really I didn't honestly have to, like, bend or scrouch too much. But even then, my pain levels are going down significantly, like, as I stated before. So I'm pretty much feeling like a new woman. Like, I don't even take my pain medication no more. I just use a lidocaine patch and I'm good to go. The selfie museum was super awesome. I'll be posting pictures soon if I haven't already, but the only thing I don't like is I should have brought more outfits, because, like, each piece of the selfie museum I wanted to, like, correlate an outfit, but now that I know, like, what's in there, I know what to do for next time. Because I think it's kind of dumb to go to a selfie museum with one outfit and take a picture in different, scenes with the same outfit. Like, that's wiggity wiggity whack. Like, so I am going to be better prepared. There's also another selfie museum that I want to go to. There is the Museum of High Art that I want to go to. So I'm definitely going to be going back super soon. And I'm definitely going to stay longer than a weekend. And I'll probably go during the weekday just because it's the airport situation was horrible. Like, if I didn't get what is it called? Like an expedited boarding pass, like the TSA pre-check. I feel like it would have been, like, horrible. Because I honestly got there PWI when I left to take off to go to ATO. I pretty much damn near missed it. Like, honestly, like, if it wasn't for the fact that they separated the lines, I would have been a goner. If it wasn't for the fact that I got the TSA pre-check, I would have been a goner. And then on the way back, I want to say it was pretty much the same thing, because the TSA, just for the TSA part, like getting your ticket and dropping off your bag, fine. But the TSA part, that line was at least 2 to 4 hours. Like, I, and plus the Atlanta airport is so big. Like, you have to take a train to get to your terminal or to your gate. It's just a bad time. But let's talk about my airport experience. Like, okay, within the airport, when I went to grab my bag, okay, so on the way there, they check my bag, obviously, because I had a vape pen, so of course they're gonna check it. And I had two sets of clippers. I had the clippers where, like, you can, like, line up your hair, like the sharp blade, and then I had the regular one that just cuts off my hair, because I was running so late because I had to get up so early. I had to The plane takes off at 6, that I had to just leave early, so I just was very underprepared. I was so underprepared, I forgot my main, like, I brought specific, or I packed, no, I planned to pack specific outfits, had them laid out on my floor, and I was running so late behind that I just grabbed some clothes and shoved them in a bag. Forgot underwear, I had to buy underwear when I was down there. I forgot three outfits that I wanted to bring. Granted, my bags were so full when I shoved stuff in there, but I still didn't have enough stuff. I don't know. I have to do a better packing job, to be honest. Excuse me. With that being said, like I was saying, they checked my bags. Like, they checked my checked bag. And on my way back, they definitely, I don't know if they stole it or threw it in the trash, but they took my vape pen. I mean, not that I need it anyway, but they took my expensive vape pen. I guess they threw it out or kept it for themselves. And they took my really sharp clippers. Like, I'm so sad about it, bro. Like, I don't even care about the vape pen because honestly, I have more. And not even the fact that I have more, it just is a sign for me to, like, you just need to stop vaping in general. Plus, this cough that I have because of smoker's cough, it's just not pleasant. But my clippers, come on, bro. Like, I got a set, like a cute little set where it's like it came with both, and now I only have one. I mean, granted, now I can at least cut my hair, but when it comes to like shaping up my eyebrows or anything like that, it's just a bad time. I mean, I wasn't using it until recently, but it's still like, damn, like now I have to go buy another set of clippers or buy the bundle set again because it was actually a really cheap set, but I don't know, it's just still annoying, you know? Because when you already have something, it's why should I have to go out and buy another one? So yeah, that's that on that. But I took Spirit for the first time, and I will never take Spirit again. And everybody's like, why would you take Spirit? Like, everybody knew that Spirit was trash, but nobody told me when I freaking flew. Like, that's the thing that bothers me. Like, you, excuse me, you knew. When I sent you, I sent a couple people like my actual flight details. Y'all knew that it said Spirit at the top. Why didn't you tell me to cancel that flight and get Delta or American Airlines, like anything? Like Spirit was so bad. I mean, I can't blame the weather. I mean, I can blame the weather, but like at the end of the day, no. I can say the only part of Spirit that I liked was the flight attendants were pleasant, but the what do you call it, the actual ride, turbulence everywhere, the plane was just like jittling, like it, I don't know how to, it was like, I don't know, like shaking or whatever. Like I have a video of me, like I was using the toilet in the on the plane, and like it's like so shaky. It's just it's just a bad time. It's crazy, but yeah, like I'm just never flying Spirit again. And that was my first time and my last time. Yeah, no, basically, is all I'm gonna say. But as far as like the flight attendants and stuff like that, it was good. I don't know if I should blame like the weather on why the flight was so rocky, or if I should blame the actual like flight. What is it, the pilot? I mean, he got us through and I made it home safe, so you know, God bless and thank you. But like, no, I prayed, I cried. I shouldn't be crying on a flight. Like, I used to be excited to go on trips and stuff, but now I'm like, I don't want to get on the plane because I'm gonna crash. And the thing is, I had this feeling, I don't want to say I had a feeling that I was gonna crash, but I had a feeling like that something was gonna go wrong. And as soon as the plane started shaking, I started crying. It was to the point where the person next to me was like, are you okay? Like, no, I'm not okay. Like, do you feel this plane? It's shaking. It's shaking. Like, oh my God, no. Then I got back home to BWI, and let's talk about this first. First, they overcharged me. I had to pay $200 just to get home. The first one was like 150, and I guess they like canceled the flight, or they said that I was on, or not canceled the flight, canceled the ride. Okay, so the one that was, that doesn't make sense. Slow down, Robbie. So the one that I initially got was 150 or 143. When I like looked at my phone because it said it would be there in 15 minutes. I checked 15 minutes and it said that I was in the car. So then I canceled that ride, like mid ride. And then, it obviously is still in my pending charges. So I'm charged for that one. But then I waited a little bit later, or I had to wait. Like I went immediately and got another, like, Lyft. And it charged me 177 within a matter of like 5 minutes, bro. Like, or maybe, that's a bit of exaggeration, like 20 minutes. And it was just, guys, it just wasn't a pleasant experience as far as like everything was going wrong. But anyway, I get the Lyft that's 177. We have really good communication. I'm like, I'm here, I'm here. The Lyft actually told me to go to like to the departure section. I just, you know, communicated with him like, hey, I'm at the arrivals. I don't know why it's doing that. Da da da. Communication perfect. He got there. And let me tell you, I had one stop at Royal Farms, and I guess he was about to miss his turn, and when I tell you this man made the turn, but like it was so last second that like we turned and like the side of the car was like grazing the rail on the side to the point where I saw sparks flying. It was like scream. It was so scary. And like, of course, I'm not paying attention like to the road or anything. I know that's bad, but like I was in my phone scrolling on Twitter, and all of a sudden I just, thank God I have my seatbelt on, I'm like jerking forward, and then I just hear this loud screeching sound, and I look to the left of me, we are like on the this like on the rail, and I see sparks. I'm just like, what is going on? Like, why is today going so bad? Like, I just got done crying because of a freaking plane ride, and then I find out that my bag is ripped or my zipper's broke in the front where they took out my vape pen and my my razor for my hair, and it just, everything was going bad, guys. I was going through it. Then I got home, I watched a little bit of Z Nation. Shout out to my BFF, well, shout out to the Jadens, let's put it that way, for putting me on to Z Nation. It's actually like a, I don't know, for me it's comedic because like the acting really isn't all that, but like it's like a zombie series. But anyway, I came home and watched that because I got started watching that mid-season when I was down there with my friends. And yeah, that was pretty much it. But it was just, on the way home was just rocky, and I'm never flying Spirit again. But I'm definitely going back to ATL. Probably definitely longer. Probably definitely. Make it make sense, Lord. Definitely I'm going back. But probably I'm gonna go a little bit longer because I only stayed a weekend. I'll definitely go on a weekday because it was entirely too busy for me. I don't know. As far as like going out with like my scar and stuff, I really don't feel no type of way. A lot of people ask me and DM me and PM me, like, hey, how do you feel about walking with your scar? How is your scar healing? Da, da, da. My scar is healing very, very well. And as far as like walking with my scar, I honestly don't really remember that it's there until I start feeling pain. So I don't know. It just gives me more attention, and I love attention because I got lack of it growing up. So it don't make me no difference, because 99.9 times out of 10, people will look, and they honestly, they ask. They say, "Hey, what's this or what happened?" Some people are definitely scared, won't say anything, they'll just like stare, and then when I'm looking at them, they'll look away. So I'll just tell them like, "Hey, I got a transplant," or I'll like bring up like some type of conversation to further get to talking about my transplant, just because I know people are curious, and I have no shame in my game. I am a little insecure about my scar, but I do love my scar because it's my story. But it's definitely a thing, for those who are asking. But yeah, I went to Atlanta, I took a little trip, definitely before I was probably allowed to. It's like a little secret trip because honestly nobody really knows about it. I only told my sister, and I told my brother before he left. So by the way, oh, I think I told you guys last podcast, remember I told you guys this is intimate, so it's like talking on the phone with me. Yeah, he definitely left, so I will be shooting more podcasts. I will be doing a lot better as far as shooting, as you can see. But yeah, I told my brother before he left the house, and my sister too. And when I came home, I was so excited to see my sister. Honestly, I've never felt like when I'm during a trip, I've never felt like, oh my God, I'm ready to go home. Like the entire, not the entire time, but like after the second day, I was like, I'm ready to go home and see my sister. Like, I just want to get on her nerves. I want to get in her bed. I want to cuddle up with her. Like, I don't know. Me and my sister are getting super close, and I just missed her so much. Granted, now I'm home and I've been hanging with her all day, but she has company, so I'm, minding my business over here. That's probably why I'm shooting a podcast, because I'm not getting enough attention from my sister. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. For those who are asking, I will have clips from my trip. I didn't really shoot too much, to be honest, and I'm sorry about it, but there are definitely some TikToks for you. My TikTok is Robbie Simone. I will post a little bit more on my Instagram, but it's only going to be on my stories, to be honest. Do I have a highlight for it? No. So you catch it when you catch it. That's why you got to be following me. But my Instagram is Robbie's World, and replace the O's with X's are XBBIS World WXL or what? RLD. That's Robbie's World, and replace the O's with X's. And of course, YouTube is just Robbie Simone. So you'll see clips. I shot a video because when I was in the airport, I actually, there was a Kylie Cosmetics vending machine. So I just grabbed one. And I'm going to be trying it out for a week. excuse me, that video will be up pretty soon. You hear that cough? That's why I need to stop smoking that vape. It's really, really bad. Kids, don't do vape. But anyway, I'll definitely have that up. Excuse me. With some clips. Can you say intimate, anyone? Who sneezes on a podcast? Robbie does. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this little mini podcast, little bonus episode. It's not really bonus, it's actually a real episode. But it's super short compared to my normal ones. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Robbie is over and out.